Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Earlier this month, Ash Breen took up her new position with Dublin City Libraries, not as a librarian, but as their storyteller in residence. Ash, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Now, this was like a competitive process to win the job.
Absolutely, yeah.
What did you have to do?
Well, they did a public call out on Instagram. And as soon as I saw it, I just thought, oh, that's me. That's totally me. So I had to just send in a CV and do an interview. Yeah.
Oh, this didn't actually get you to tell a story.
I thought
you'd be going into a room and all these adults would be sitting cross-legged in a semicircle going, come on.
I didn't have to do any sort of audition. They just kind of went on experience and they just asked me questions about what I would do in a scenario.
Okay, yeah.
So that's
you've done teaching and you were a Billy Barry kid back in the day.
I was a Billy Barry kid, yeah. And I'm an actor.
Yeah.
And I teach, regularly. Yeah. I teach in stage schools and stuff, yeah.
Okay, right. So describe a job, because I imagine that'll be difficult to do and that I imagine it varies from day to day what you're doing.
It totally varies. So my job is to promote the library and literacy and to bring storytelling to all ages. So some days I could be in a library, some days I could be in schools. Like I'm going into schools next week or I could be in a Montessori. So it very much varies from day to day.
Yeah.
The basic idea is the same. It's me reading and getting the children involved.
Okay, so you're arriving at different venues and you have books with you from the library.
I do indeed, yeah.
But I assume they expect more from your kind of telling the story rather than just reading the book.
Yeah, I do. I tend to use music and props. Kids love props, anything they can hold or, you know, if we're doing an underwater theme, we might do waves or do seashells, that kind of thing. So it's kind of, sometimes it's like a performance.
Yeah. And so, you were telling me just before you came on, you were at like a Montessori today kind of thing. So is that, to keep their attention, is that more difficult?
It's actually, I find it easier, the younger kids, you know, even small kids, but 6, 7, 8, they're brilliant at getting involved. It's gotten a little bit harder as they get out, like 10 plus.
Yeah.
It can be, you know, I suppose it's because we're so used to looking at devices as well. It is harder to keep their attention. So what I do with them is I get them to create their own stories and books, give them a project and get them writing and drawing. So that's how I get their attention for it.
Now, and that's interesting that you say that, because that 9, 10 age, they start to develop at different speeds and some of them are almost like teenagers.
Yeah,
some of them are still like,
totally,
you know, they're a child kind of thing. So choosing the stories must be difficult.
I tend to bring a few different books because you can tell immediately, oh, this isn't going to go down too well. You might get a class that are more advanced just in what they're reading. And that kind of spreads throughout the class. So I tend to have a few different things just in case.
Yeah. And for that age, are there, especially if it's a mixed group, it's boys and girls, I mean.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of, like I have a 9-year-old girl.
Yeah.
But like a lot of the stories, she likes to read are about 9 year old girls.
Absolutely.
She isn't. She's not interested in what boys do.
No.
At all.
Not
so,
at all.
So is it possible to get something boys and girls are interested in?
Yeah, I think like the likes of Roald Dahl books are still, like they still work for both. I'm reading Dexter Proctor, the 10-year-old doctor at the moment, and that works for both as well. I'm 10 to some class. If I get all girls, I would go for like a Leona Ford, like Millie McCarthy, that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
They love all that. Any sort of girl disaster books, they love. But I think, I try to, anything that's comedic will work for both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dexter Proctor, the 10-year-old doctor?
Yeah.
I'm a little alarmed by that. Is he qualified?
He's a baby that comes out talking. He's a child genius.
Right, okay. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
And so is this kind of a thing Dublin City Libraries now, will they kind of in a year's time get a new storyteller, or how does it work?
So this is its second year. So
yeah.
I'm the second storyteller. So I guess they'll do a public call out again then in the new year.
Yeah.
I'm appointed until June.
Yeah.
So then it'll be the next round, whoever will come up next, the next round of auditions, I suppose.
Well, maybe they'd let you stay on.
Well,
would they?
See.
Yeah.
Could do a good job, maybe, yeah.
Don't see why not. And for you yourself, because you might be forced to read the same story over and over again, can that be challenging in that you're still trying to inject a bit of oomph into it?
I guess, being an actor, I'm so used to repetition.
Yeah.
And I danced for years, so we're so used to repetition. I actually find a bit of comfort in it. And you get to know the story so well that you get to find its kind of nuance, and you can bring characters to life if it's familiar.
Yeah.
I think so. It actually works for me to read the same stories.
Well, fantastic. And best of luck with the rest
Thank
of your
you so
tenure.
Much.
Hopefully it will extend. As Ash Breen there, Dublin City Library storyteller in residence.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.